Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Collins and the Wildcats return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow to host DePaul at 6 p.m. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Well, like it or not, the Matt Barkley era is about to begin in Chicago. Barkley will be under center when the Bears take on the 49ers Sunday at Soldier Field. The team announced yesterday that Jay Cutler's season is over. He'll undergo surgery on his torn right labrum. Cutler could be done in Chicago, although that's not certain. Head coach John Fox says the team isn't worried about addressing a long-term solution at quarterback just yet.
We won't until that time. You know, I think right now we have five games left, and all our focus for I know myself, the coaching staff, and the players is on San Fran.
Looking ahead to Sunday, Eddie Royal, Josh Sitton, Leonard Floyd, Adrian Amos, DeAndre Hall, and Willie Young are all questionable. As far as cornerback Kyle Fuller is concerned, the team doesn't have to make a decision on him until 3 o'clock tomorrow, but he could play against the 49ers Sunday at Soldier Field. Bulls host LeBron James and the Cavs tonight at the United Center. Tonight's the night that James is supposed to show up in full Cubs gear thanks to a bet he made on the World Series with Dwayne Wade. Doug McDermott won't play tonight. He's in the concussion protocol still, but he could be cleared soon, according to coach Fred Hoiberg. Cavs and Bulls tip at 7 from the West Side. Some good news for the Blackhawks. Captain Jonathan Toews was back on the ice for today's morning skate, but he will not play in tomorrow night's game against the Flyers. Toews reportedly hobbled by a back injury. He was placed on IR today, retroactive to November 24th. Trevor Van Riemsdyk was activated. Coach Joe Quenneville says Toews could return in time for Sunday's matchup with the Jets. In baseball, John Morosi reports that the White Sox appear more likely to move Adam Eaton than Jose Abreu at the upcoming winter meetings. And Johnny Manziel has a plea agreement with prosecutors in his domestic violence case down in Dallas that will require him to meet conditions for a year before being cleared of domestic violence charges against him. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. Here's a chance to win tickets and travel accommodations to the big game in our $65,000 big game package giveaway at Four Winds Casinos. Three lucky winners will win tickets to professional football's biggest showdown. Visit fourwindscasino.com to learn more. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Oh, what's
that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick, that has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
If you were in charge of an offense that managed 500 yards but just 23 points, how would you spend the next week getting ready for the next game?
I'd fire my coordinator.
Brian Billick.
Look, somebody!
Brian Billick with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Brian Billick is on Twitter, at Coach Billick. You watch him on NFL Network, you read his stuff at NFL.com, and you hear him now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. So, Brian, last night, Thursday Night Football, the biggest numbers, I think, a Thursday night game has done, certainly in recent memory, because the Dallas Cowboys will tend to do that, and it's a close game, and yet here we are again talking about bad officiating and a blown call, and it's just too bad that they can't seem to get out of their own way.
That was a tough one at the end of the game. I mean, how the hits to the quarterback, which are such an emphasis, how you miss that. There's a lot of penalties you can miss, but that one, particularly when you have an official whose sole job is to watch the quarterback and watch the hits on the quarterback, and I know they don't want to impact the game and they don't want to be the reason on a winner. I get that. But at the end of the day, yeah, that's a tough one to explain.
You know, Brian, looking at the Bears this weekend taking on the 49ers, is going to be a really, really exciting game for all the fans here to watch. Matt Barkley makes another start for John Fox. He is basically their fourth quarterback of this season. If you were going into that scenario and you look at the career so far of Matt Barkley with 119 total attempts in his career, what's the reasonable chances that a fourth-round draft pick who hasn't had a whole lot of playing opportunity and is getting a chance now because of injury can actually turn himself into a serviceable quarterback in the NFL? And what would you want to do as his offensive coordinator or head coach to get him to be the most successful position as possible?
Well, I think you used the right term, a serviceable quarterback for the NFL. I don't know that Matt Barkley's going to be much beyond that, but that's still pretty good. I mean, to know that you got a solid backup, I don't know that he can, and I don't know that. No one does. Maybe this guy can explode on the scene. The skill set that he has, I don't know that indicates that, but he belongs in the NFL. And you'd let this guy have that. I mean, you're 2-9. I mean, yeah, I've said it many, many times. I go back to the old, you know, Richard Gere movie. What are you going to do, shoot me twice? I mean,
movie reference.
What's the downside of just letting this guy have at it, and particularly against the San Francisco defense that has proven to be vulnerable?
So let's have you weigh in on this question regarding Jay Cutler and the future that has opened this up for Matt Barkley. And we were reading some stuff from an orthopedist friend of the show who was giving us some data about returns from labrum surgery for guys who throw things for a living. And it's a big deal. It could be a 12 to 15 month full rehab, and most pitchers are never themselves after they have this done. So let's say Jay Cutler's arm is okay, but maybe will never be what it was. On one hand, you might think, all right, well, he's in trouble because all of his arm talent helped him make up for so many other corners cut when it came to fundamentals. But my partner just said, well, maybe that's the kind of late career wake-up call that all of a sudden he rededicates himself to everything else and then is able to extend his career as a successful quarterback because of it. What's more likely?
Oh, boy. I'm not a big wake-up call fan, you know, in terms of if it takes a life-changing event to do that for you, how deep-rooted is it? I think this is another reason why maybe it's time for Jay Cutler to change venues, whether he can come back from this from now, whether it can change your game because you now play a smarter game. You can't make the throws you made before. I don't know that that's a good thing or bad thing for Jay Cutler. Certainly, it is one that might lend itself to fewer interceptions, but by the same token, it may lend itself to fewer big plays. So that's a tough one to prognosticate how it's going to go forward for him. I think that is just another reason why the Bears may say, you know what, maybe we both need a new change of venue.
You know, you talk about Matt Barkley, and you say just let him have the opportunity to go after it and see what maybe he can develop into or become as a backup quarterback in the NFL. When you look at this game this weekend, if you're the head coach and you have a pass-happy offensive coordinator in Dow Loggins, And on the other side of it, you have one of the best rookie running backs in recent years in the NFL in Jordan Howard. And your guy maybe wants to pass more than you might want to get Howard the ball. How do you step in as head coach? Do you dictate it and say, this is what I want to see? Or do you work together and go over a game plan? Or do you really just take what the Niners defense gives you and go that route with it?
Yeah, that's part of your job as a head coach, is you're going to keep a certain balance between the offense and defense. If you're playing a defense that is, you know, really, really stout, and know that it's going to be tough. You may tell your defensive coordinator, hey, you got to get us some turnovers. We need a short field. Likewise, if I'm facing an offense that I know that's going to just light my defense up, I may tell my offensive coordinator, hey man, this is a track meet. You got to open this thing up. So, because at the end of the game, it's what does it take to win? But you're talking about a 49er team that's 31st in the league in explosive, giving up explosive plays. I mean, people have just been bombs away against them. So it's kind of hard not to want to take advantage of that, obviously, and because that's obviously their vulnerability. So it will, suit them to say, okay, yes, and don't be afraid to throw it up. This team's given up a lot of big plays. They're not a team that has necessarily been real good at taking the ball away. They only have 7 interceptions. So, okay, yeah, not a pretty high risk reward here. Let's see what you can do against a defense that looks really vulnerable.
I have a purely theoretical question for you, so don't read anything into this other than just a theoretical exercise.
No, I'm like the political candidates. I don't answer hypotheticals. You know, that's just not a good thing to do. No, go ahead.
I don't think you can get yourself into trouble with this one way or the other. But if right now, just out of the blue, both the 49ers and Bears were to offer you exactly the same position with exactly the same power, whatever it might be, which organization would be a more attractive one for you to want to join?
Wow, that's an interesting, because it has really nothing to do with the state of the organizations. One is because of my affiliation with the 49ers for years and years. Obviously, there's a soft spot in my heart for them. Chicago, it's the Bears. It's the Chicago Bears. How do you not, so that's strictly from a reference frame and going back. You know, both organizations, it's a scorched earth deal. I mean, you gotta, from a personnel standpoint, and then not in totality, but to a degree, you gotta pretty much start over. And both have the ultimate big question. Where are we at quarterback? You don't go anywhere. You don't start anywhere until you answer that question. You may not be able to have the answer this year based on the draft and free agency, but if you've got a question at it, then you got to address it and going, okay, where are we? Yeah, hopefully we can get it done this year. And that there's enough resources out there. There's enough, players out there to draw from, whether it be the draft. And I looked at the college draft and see how many good quarterbacks and what that whole thing is about right now. And how does that suck for both the 49ers and the Bears, that you can be this bad, you may not get the first pick overall. That's just not fair.
Hey, Brian, when you talked about the Bears right there, and you said the Bears, and you could really hear the respect that you had as an assistant and as a head coach for this organization. So take us back to your time with the Baltimore Ravens. You're the head coach, and the Chicago Bears come up in conversation, or they're on your schedule. Why did you feel that way? Why did you have that type of respect, even just now in saying the name, about the Bears? When you look at their overall history in modern football, they really haven't been that good of a team.
No, but you still, now again, you got to go back to, I'm 62 years old, and you got to go back to my history in Minnesota and the fact that, I mean, this is, as great as the NFL is, and I was fortunate to have success with a great young organization and kind of build, it was kind of neat to be the beginning and at the front end of that building that organization with the Baltimore Ravens. But when you look at the helmet of the Bears, I mean, that is the NFL. It's the history of the NFL. There's only a handful of teams that go back and whether it's Hallis and the Bears and the New York Giants there's just something special about that. And the fact that it's Chicago and it's a storied franchise. How do you not? There's got to be, for any coach, and let's make it very, very quick, because now people, oh, Billick's lobbying for the job. I'm done coaching. I'm not lobbying for the job of coaching. They ought to keep John Fox. Don't anybody go crazy with this. I'm just, the Chicago Bears, when you look as a coach, there are certain teams that if had they come calling, there wouldn't. I don't care what state you're in. I don't care what your situation is. It's the Chicago Bears. It's got to be a dream job for any coach that's been in the that's been in coaching it for any length of time in his entire life, because it's the Chicago Bears.
The power of that brand in history has made some people make some really dumb decisions too that they end up regretting when they're summarily fired. But before we let you go, let me ask you about another coaching job that I've heard some experts say might shake things up, even though it's at the college level. This idea that Phil Knight could be dangling $10 million a year to the head coach of Oregon has some wondering, in this interconnected coaching world where there's so few agents representing so many high-powered coaches, that whether you're an NFL head coach or whether you're Urban Meyer making $6 million a year, what Pete Carroll making $6 million plus, that's the kind of thing that can rock the entire coaching industry to its foundation and set off a huge domino effect if somebody says, yeah, I'll take $10 million. I don't care what I'm making now or what I'm doing.
Yeah, let me revise what I said. If Phil Knight wants to give me $10 million, I'll go coach Oregon.
There you go.
Okay. I'll throw myself. No, I've been saying this for a while. We're going to get our first $10 million a year coach. You kind of figure it'd be in the NFL. But yeah, you talk about shaking up the price of poker, so to speak. We've already seen over the last 8-9 years the transition that it used to be. You would not leave the NFL to go to the college game if for no other reason. It just didn't pay that well. And I'm even talking about coordinator level, what they're playing their coordinators now in the college game. You would never see a position coach leave the NFL to go back and coordinate in the NFL. But now, I mean, what they're paying the coordinators in the college game, that would be something. Yeah, you talk about escalating the price of poker for the college game by going in, and certainly they can do it and make that kind of offer. That's going to accelerate everything. I don't know if that's a good thing. And the NFL people are kind of would be shaking their boots going, oh, boy, I can hear what the next conversation is going to be with my coach. It's not the next one.
It's an immediate conversation, because all there has to be is the threat.
Yeah,
you don't think that Nick Saban's like, well, you know, I don't want to leave for Oregon, but, you know, it's an awful lot of money.
You better believe that's definitely going to happen. Yeah, there'd be a good conspiracy theorist for the agents of the world to get together and tell Phil Knight, hey, tell you what, we'll chip in. We'll give you a little bit of money on the back end if you get that, because my clients' salaries are going to go through the roof. And that is not a far-fetched idea. It really isn't.
Now, that gets scary, because then you're talking about all kinds of different motivations involved. But, Brian, that was fun, and glad we could find something interesting to talk about during this Bears season. We'll keep trying to do so.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Billick of NFL Network and NFL.com.
Now, Billick is not one of those guys that's that exaggerator, that, like, this guy's the best guy ever, this thing's the best thing, whatever. And to hear him talk about the Bears,
it's still there. The Bears thing is still remarkable.
And here's the thing. He, you know, ask him about the history of the Bears. You know, oh, you look at the helmet, and it's a storied franchise, and George Halas. Halas coached his last game before I was born, and I'm 43. They've had a lot of bums since that time. And to hear him talk about it, you would think that the Bears could open their coaching position and people would be knocking down their door. And look who they've hired. Mark Trestman was a coach here 2 years ago. And to hear this guy, a Super Bowl winning head coach, a great offensive mind, talk about this job, you would think they should have the best coaches of the best coaches wanting to be here.
We're going to say hello next to the longtime radio voice of the Chicago Cubs. He's got something very cool for you that you might enjoy. So keep it here. You have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
And this segment on The Score is brought to you by Ghost Bed. Supernatural sleep comfort delivered right to your door. Visit ghostbed.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. I will say it once again heading into the weekend about Tiger Woods. Regardless of what he did today, the guy many of you are all waiting on is dead. He's just not the same guy, not physically and not mentally. He never will be. Watching him, he still looks lost to me. He looks like he doesn't trust anyone or anything, not whatever swing coach he's on or his swing itself. It is the Hero World Challenge in December in the Bahamas. Now, if this guy can't crush that, if he can't handle that, what's he going to do to make it to the weekend at Augusta? And I really don't think that his new sponsor, Monster Energy Drinks, can be all that pleased with his act either. From having Gatorade on his bag to Monster, business is not booming, yo. Dude's not back. He's just there. I'm Jim Rome.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now. For a limited time, you can lease the Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 due at signing. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
Number 3030.
Hey there, it's Matt Abatacola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now, the year-end closeout sale is taking place at Mattress Firm. You do not want to miss huge year-end savings, and no one sells for less, nobody, during the big year-end closeout with Mattress Firm.
You can't get much less than 50% off. That's half off select floor models, 60% off accessories, and that's while supplies last. So you have to go into the Mattress Firm near you to take advantage of some of these spectacular year-end deals. And you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
It's a great opportunity to check out the mattresses that Dan and I have, the Tempur-Breeze. Everything for any budget out there in America, from the Tempur-Breeze all the way down to queen sets during the year-end closeout that are going for $179.99. And the experts at Mattress Firm will find the mattress that best fits your sleep style.
So go big. Check out the 50% savings on select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest Black Hybrid, and Hampton Roads floor models. And the key is just talking to the mattress professional who will work with you and be honest about your sleep habits. And they know they do this for a living, and they can get you from one to the other until you have actually lied down on that mattress, say, yes, this is the one, this is perfect, and then they figure out that no interest deal for you and you're sleeping happy.
And while you're there, you ask them about their sleep happy guarantee, as well as knowing that you can shop with confidence that you're getting the lowest price from Mattress Firm. They will beat any advertised price on a comparable mattress set by 10%, even 100 days after your purchase. So that is shopping with confidence. So go to mattressfirm.com, find a location nearest you, and take advantage of the year-end closeout sale at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details, 855-401-1432.
Mortgages aren't my specialty, but they are for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They're a bank and they still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Now,
at OakbrookToyota.com.
There's only one.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Prices at Four Winds Casino on October 30th, November 20th, and December 11th. Three lucky winners will experience the biggest show in professional football with a $17,000 big game package, including two tickets and travel accommodations. Win big on October 30th, November 20th, or December 11th in the 65.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over. And the celebration begins.
You can play that for the rest of the show, as far as I'm concerned, because I can't seem to get enough of that Pat Hughes play-by-play call, one that you heard right here on your home for Chicago Cubs baseball, Sports Radio 670 The Score. And Pat Hughes, the voice of the Cubs, joins us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. And before we talk about a way for you, the Cub fan, to get a hold of some of those play-by-play calls and more, I have to say I'm looking right now. Just posted to Twitter is a picture of LeBron James getting ready to leave his hotel suite.
LeBron James!
And get on the bus and head to the United Center in a full Chicago Cubs uniform.
He looks so happy.
He doesn't look happy, and he's not wearing spikes. And we don't know what number he's wearing. I imagine there's going to be a name and a number on the back that will be revealed, but that it's just yet another reverberation, Pat Hughes, of what that championship has meant.
Well, that was kind of cool. I was wondering about Dwayne Wade and LeBron, and I would have loved to have heard the conversation which led to today's event, but it was all in fun, and sure enough, the Cavaliers were there in full force for Game 7 of the World Series.
Now, Pat, hearing the final call of Game 7, it's still pretty remarkable to me when I think about the Cubs winning the World Series. How is it for you right now, you know, a month separated from it was a month ago today that game finally ended and the Cubs ended that drought? Where are you at on an emotional level?
I still get emotional about it. I really do, Matt and Dan. And by the way, thanks for having me on and allowing me a chance to talk about this today. I can be just driving along on the freeway, and just all of a sudden an image will pop in my mind, like the final out of the National League Championship Series, the double play, Russell, Tobias, to Rizzo, and the Cubs win the pennant. Just the thunderous ovation, it's still etched in my mind, and I get chills, and never mind my calls, just to be a participant in something that big, with the Cubs, first of all, winning the pennant, which was gigantic. It may not be gigantic in New York or St. Louis or Boston, but that was a big, big deal for the Chicago Cubs. And then to go on to the World Series, get down 3-1, and then come roaring back to win in incredible fashion. Game 7 almost reminds me of a movie or a film, a film or a novel, the way it played out. So many twists and turns, and leadoff homer, nice pleasant start. Cubs build up a nice little 5-1 lead. Things are looking really good. Then the plot thickens when Cleveland scores twice on the wild pitch. But then it looks like the Cubs are back in control when David Ross, in his final big league game, homers off Andrew Miller, of all people. And then the shocker, the real startling turnaround in the eighth inning where Rajay Davis homers off Aroldis Chapman. And you get that sick feeling in your stomach, like, now what's going to happen? But then the novel and or movie has a happy ending. Kyle Schwarber, the Ohio native in Cleveland, singles his third hit of the game to begin the winning rally. And Ben Zobrist, a clutch double. Miguel Montero, an RBI single. But just thinking about those moments, I still get chills. And maybe that's just the baseball fan in me, and that's why I love the game so much.
All of those moments, countless highlights from Pat Hughes and his partner Ron Coomer, are available on a new CD that sells for just $19.95 and makes the perfect stocking stuffer for the Cubs fan in your life. You can relive all this excitement of the season, of the playoffs, an entire track devoted to the Game 7 that you just discussed, over 70 minutes of Cubs radio entertainment, and it's available at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. Again, it's cbschicago.com/CubsCD. Now, Pat, back to LeBron and the Cavaliers for a moment. I think maybe people don't realize that you have a deep connection to basketball, being a high-level basketball player at one time in college, still an avid recreational player and a fan of the old-school NBA. How about having the Cavaliers end their drought in the same year? You know, we just saw that LeBron James ends up being the Sportsman of the Year for his decision to go back to Cleveland. I mean, for it to be in different sports, different two major sports, to have these similar storylines. The Cubs, obviously, more important because it's baseball, but wow. I mean, just you're talking about two terrific all-time historical stories.
Absolutely, and you're right. I am a huge fan of basketball. I don't know that I was such a high-level, big-name player by any means. I did play 1 year of college basketball. I was not a starter. I was a walk-on, not a scholarship guy. But I love the game. I still shoot baskets every other day. That's my workout. I run and shoot after every shot. I run to the other end. I go for about 30 minutes, and I have a little format that I've worked out where you shoot 150 shots from various spots on the floor. So, yes, I do love the game. LeBron is just an incredible player. One of the things I really love about the game, when you think about maybe like the top 10 players, and that always sparks a good debate among basketball fans, no two guys are exactly alike because of the nature of the game and the variety of skills required to be a top-notch player. I mean, how, for example, can you compare Wilt Chamberlain with Steph Curry? In their own way, I'm sure millions of people have said, that's the best player ever. And they could not be more different on the floor and the skills that they brought to the game. Bill Russell, how can you compare him to LeBron James? I mean, LeBron is obviously a better offensive player, but did anyone ever dominate a game as much as Bill Russell? There's a good question for you. But no, I love basketball, absolutely.
And there is actually, there's grainy video of Bill Russell doing stuff at a young age that if you squint at it, it looks like LeBron. I mean, just athletically, the way he moved. And see, for me, when you bring that up, I get into the whole evolutionary aspect about how there can be no LeBron James had there not been, had he not watched Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. There probably isn't a Jordan had he not watched Julius Irving do what he did. And there are clear points of evolution that create entirely new animals that do things that other people haven't done, and who knows what the next generation is going to be that seems to get younger every year the minute they hit the NBA at 19.
That's interesting, Dan, and I totally agree. There's never been a better player than Michael Jordan. All the skills, all the defense, the shooting, the clutch, the toughness. But I was thinking last night watching Golden State play Houston. Steph Curry, the way he shoots with that little shot right in front of his Adam's apple, it's not up above the head in a conventional jump shot manner. The release is the quickest I've ever seen. But I think that the way he shoots, you're going to see literally thousands of college players in about 2 or 3 years, maybe even in a year or two, they are going to start emulating that style, and you're going to see many, many players shoot in a similar manner to Steph Curry.
Hey, Pat, I just wanted to go back to the baseball real quick in the World Series and just congratulate you as a piece of you, Pat Hughes, will be in the Hall of Fame as your Game 7 scorecard, the official scorecard that you kept for Game 7, will go into the Hall of Fame to remember the Cubs championship. That's got to be a fantastic honor for you. When you were told that, how did you feel?
Well, very proud, and to be very honest with you, I'm going to hold on to the original just because it's part of my scorebook. This was a very special season for me, and it always will be. Now, I may divest myself of that at some point in the future, but right now that scorebook stays fully intact, and I will not give that to anybody at this point. I don't know if I hit some tough times, maybe I would reconsider. But no, I did get an email from the great guy Jeff Idelson, the president of the Hall of Fame, and yep. He said, "Could we please have it?" And I said, "Well, Jeff, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to hang on to the original." Mitch Rosen, our great executive producer of the score, he has about 150 photocopies, which I've happily signed, and he said, "No, I think I'll pass on the copy right now, but maybe we'll work something out in the future." But I was flattered that he would even think enough of that to want to grab it from me.
Let's see, here's what I would have done, knowing that you're a Ford Frick Award finalist for an award that's going to be announced just in 6 days from now. I would have said, "Hey, Jeff, throw me a bone here. I think maybe we can work something out. That thing might just become available if the voting ends up a certain way." It has to be just extremely exciting for you and maybe nerve-wracking. Are you just crossing days off the calendar before the announcement?
Well, that's interesting you would say that, but I'm chuckling at your quid pro quo idea. So, in other words, a little piece of hardware for a piece of paper? Is that
you
what
never
we're
know.
Talking about here?
Hey, you never know. It can't hurt to ask, right? Hey. I love this list here. I'm looking at the actual Hall of Fame website. It has the nominees for this year: Gary Cohen, Jacques Doucette, Ken Harrelson, Pat Hughes, Bill King, Mike Kruko, Ned Martin, and Dwayne Stats. And at the bottom it says, "All candidates except King and Martin are living." So I just want to let you know. That's the latest news that so far.
Congrats, Pat. You're still alive.
That's so comforting. I'll pass that along to my wife. Thank you.
I'm sure she'll be happy. Yes.
No, when you read that, Dan, and thanks for bringing that up, I have not discussed it publicly very much, and I don't intend to right now, because I believe in karma, and it does not seem like great karma to be discussing something like that at length. But let me just say, it almost sounds like you are talking about somebody else when you slide my name in amongst those other great announcers. So I'm very proud to be on the list. I was elated to find out. It happened about, I think, about 5 days after Game 7 of the World Series, and I just kept walking around thinking, this is happening to somebody else. This isn't me. I'm the voice of the world champion Cubs, and now I'm on the Ford C. Frick list. Are you kidding me? But I'm trying not to think about it. I'd be lying if I said that I've been successful in not thinking about it, but we'll just see what happens. But I'm very, very pleased just to even be considered.
We have a lot of texters asking you to join the Score as our next basketball analyst.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that, Pat, we've had more a better basketball conversation with you than some of the previous head coaches and players in the NBA that were our paid experts to talk the NBA on this show.
Well, make me an offer.
Well, I will make the Cubs fan this offer, and that is for $19.95. You, the Cub fan, can relive the Chicago Cubs 2016 World Championship season, the regular season, the playoffs, and hear it all crystal clear on this fabulous CD. The Chicago Cubs win the World Series, the radio story of the 2016 World Champion Chicago Cubs as heard on the Score. It's $19.95. It's available at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. And, Pat, we certainly appreciate it. And we look forward to talking to you soon once again.
Well, thanks very much, Dan and Matt. I appreciate that. And I have been getting a recurring question about the CD. They say, is it just the World Series or is it just the postseason? No, it's the entire year. We tried to devote about half of the CD to the regular season with things like the no-hitter of Jake Arrieta and the Mother's Day home run by Javier Baez and Kyle Hendricks' near no-hitter in St. Louis in September, and Chris Bryant's epic 5-for-5 game in Cincinnati in late June, among others. Anthony Rizzo's 3-run homer off Steven Matz in July. But then we devote the second half of the CD to the postseason, and as you mentioned earlier, a full, I think, 7 or 8 minutes devoted just to the incredible Game 7. But it was a lot of fun to put together. It was kind of a challenge to decide what could not make it into the CD, but that was a good problem to have.
Pat, thank you, and good luck this week.
Dan, thank you. Thanks, Matt.
All right, take care, Pat. Good talking to you.
That is Pat Hughes, the radio voice of the Chicago Cubs.
Who were some of the NBA experts that literally did not watch NBA games this show to be the NBA experts?
Cliff Levingston.
Never watched a game.
And Chuck Daly.
Never watched a game. And but at least Chuck Daly had a great personality. But they never watched games.
All right, you know what we can do finally?
What can we do?
We can take a bunch of phone calls if you want to. Fine. It's been better lately, and it's the holiday season, and people are drunk, and it makes it better. 312-644-6767 is our number. You're listening to the Boers and Bernstein Show on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. You're getting off work. Start your weekend. Come on down. We got plenty of Bud Light for you here at another round in downtown Downers Grove. You're listening to The Score.
Molly here from Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5-9. The Bears are 2-9 on the season. Ugh. And now they face another bottom feeder in the San Francisco 49ers. It's a battle for the better draft pick. We're talking about it right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
All right, if you're looking for some great Christmas gifts this year for the sports fan in your life, well, keep this in mind. Just go to SeatGeek. It's really the best and easiest way to find tickets for sporting events, really any kind of venue out there you need tickets for. But keep this in mind. Local football team has got some games coming up maybe this weekend. You want to get some tickets. Under $60, I see them on SeatGeek. Christmas Eve, there's a game in town against, who are they playing? I think Washington, maybe. Under $50, I'm seeing tickets for SeatGeek for that game here in Chicago. Maybe you got a sports fan it's hard to buy for? Well, buy them some tickets and send them to a football game here in town. Here's why I love SeatGeek, because you get the best deal on every ticket available, because what SeatGeek does, they price compare by searching multiple ticket sites for you. So it saves you time, it saves you all the effort and hassle, it puts it all in one place. Also, when you open the venue of whatever it is you're looking for, you'll see these green and red dots, and the green dots are the good tickets to go after. The red dots, maybe stay away from those. The larger the green dot, the better the value. So what SeatGeek does is it grades every ticket, every seat that's available, and it saves you even more time. So you don't waste your time with those bad seats. You go right for the good ones. Go for the big green ones. Also, every ticket you buy in SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And here's what I can do for you. I can give you $20 back on your first SeatGeek purchase. To do that, you just download the SeatGeek app, you go to the settings tab, and you click add a promo code. Enter the promo code Matt, that's me, M-A-T-T, I'm a promo code, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download that SeatGeek app, enter promo code Matt. Keep in mind, less than $60 to see a football game here in town. You get that $20 rebate, you're sending someone for practically nothing. It's SeatGeek, go today, SeatGeek.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh, because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. JakesMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Now available in new apple spice flavor.
Have you or a loved one been injured in an auto accident? You need representation you can trust. Hi, I'm Alex Memon, founding partner of the Memon Law Firm, SharksAtLaw.com. Accidents are terrifying and can happen to anyone. Let the Memon Law Firm take the worry out of your hands and get you the compensation you deserve. Auto accident? Injured? Call in the Sharks at Memon Law Firm. Your Sharks at Law. SharksAtLaw.com. Call us at 312-878-2357.
Saved.
The holidays are here, and it's the most delicious time of year at Real Urban Barbecue. RUB is Chicago's destination for award-winning barbecue fare, specializing in private and corporate catering. Whether you're hosting the season's annual family get-together or planning a holiday office party, Real Urban Barbecue's special holiday packages are customizable for every need and occasion, and their seamless service makes hosting a breeze. Visit realurbanbarbecue.com to download the holiday menu featuring items like slow-smoked prime rib, smoked ham, and char-crusted beef tenderloin, traditional sides, and homemade desserts from the Real Urban Bakery. Call the holiday hotline at 847-861-1190 to place your order today. Real Urban Barbecue, located in Highland Park, Vernon Hills, Oak Brook, and coming soon to Skokie.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details, 855-401-1432.
Radio. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs have made a signing. The Cubs have just signed a pitcher.
Yay.
He's bad, but they signed him anyway. They spent a $2 million deal for free agent pitcher Brian Dunsing.
Yay. Remember earlier we were talking to Calissa Young from Baseball Perspectives. Prospectus Wrigleyville.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she anticipated the Cubs making a move and signing a pitcher. And this isn't something that makes me very excited.
You never know. But he's not good at baseball. It's maybe a guy you kind of you stash at AAA and you have some spot start for you. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, you know what? You want to question him? You go ahead and do that.
And more importantly, Avisail Garcia and the White Sox.
This is great news.
Have agreed to a $3 million deal.
Worth every penny.
Him to continue being awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
As it's part of the deal. It actually says in his contract, you must continue being awful.
Yep. They've changed his name to Awful Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ready.
Yeah, the...
Really?
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. What, you all right?
No, I'm good. It's just, I mean, you say unfunny things all the time. I do it once ever, and it's like
the end
of the world.
Like, look, I'm a yes and guy. That's what this is. This is the classic Del Close, Sharna Halpern improv style, where it's always yes and. You play with the bit, and I was just sort of waiting for where the bit was going there, trying to help you.
Yeah.
Trying to
help I was more you. Of a, you know, Martin Davis kind of guy, you know?
No.
Dean Martin?
Martin Davis?
Sammy
Martin
Davis Jr.
Okay, no. It's Martin and Lewis.
No, I changed it.
It wasn't Martin and Davis.
Yeah, it was a great comedian combo.
I thought there was a guy named Martin Davis. I'm thinking, wait, I'm like running through the catalog of my head. Who is he talking about? Then I realized he's an idiot. He actually means he means Martin
wait,
and Lewis.
You didn't just realize that now, did you?
No, it comes around. Although you do have some support here from our old buddy Rudy, who says, Maddie.
Movie reference.
Thank you.
Movie
thank
reference.
You. Thank you for your comment about the Golf Channel. I live in a world where I can wake up and watch some dog-ass NFL game from London streaming at 8 a.m. on a Sunday. Yet Tiger is starting his comeback, and I have to use Morse code to get an update on his round. And there's an entire channel dedicated to golf on my TV. But while he's actually playing, that channel shows a round table of people I've never heard of farting dust during his front nine.
Yeah. No, it's really frustrating, and in particular with Tiger making a comeback. I mean, that guy, not only does he help the game of golf, but he draws people to watching your game. Take advantage of it. Do whatever needs to be done to get every shot of every round on television. You know what, Dan? I don't know if you know this, but if you can't go to the event to watch it, you generally can watch on TV from your home.
Amazing, isn't it?
Make that happen. Golf, please.
Now, I'm looking at the picture of LeBron James. His facial expression is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm doing this because I'm supposed to be doing it. And I don't know if you heard, Dwayne Wade was asked earlier today, I think it was Tellender, that asked him, was there anything specific in the bet that would prevent LeBron James from, like, wearing the jersey under an overcoat of some kind? And
right.
Wade was like, no, that's not the spirit of the bet. He's a stand-up guy, and I'm sure he's going to do it. And I just don't know what name's on the back. What do you think? Do we know yet?
I haven't seen it anywhere. It doesn't mean that it's not out, but I would guess maybe, I don't know, if I'm Dwayne Wade and I get the pick, I would make it someone bad, like a former bad player, like a real, like a bust of a prospect.
Oh, no. Clark the Cub is in the tunnel at the United Center waiting for LeBron.
Still not wearing pants either.
But he is not supposed to. That's his thing.
It's weird, though. It's creepy.
That's his deal. Nah.
Who was it? Who's the... Is it Donald Duck or is it Daffy Duck?
Donald.
Donald, no pants.
Right.
Yet when he comes out of the shower, has a towel on.
Daffy, no clothes at all.
Right. Nothing. Right. He's completely naked.
Right. He didn't care.
Right.
But no, Donald, no pants. And he's got the nephews around that makes it. That's what I always found uncomfortable about.
He coached all their teams.
And
didn't
they call him Uncle Donald. Yeah. It's like, oh, there's Uncle Donald. And you know,
but why no pants? We get the towel.
That's a great question. Yeah. I didn't like Disney cartoons, and I didn't watch them, so I wouldn't know. So here's a note here from Bob Nightingale you might find interesting. He said, the annual ritual of rookies having to wear dresses or costumes may be over. There's an anti-hazing, anti-bullying policy implemented in the new collective bargaining agreement. He said it could also end the days of the newest rookie relievers carrying a Barbie bag to the bullpen with the anti-hazing rule. That's fine. Yeah, that's good. I never thought it was carried out with harmful intent. But I understand that there were enough people who were offended by the idea of players having to feel humiliated by dressing as women that saying it shouldn't be used for humiliation. And baseball is not going to be any less without any of that stuff.
Yeah, it's fine. I think the key there, though, as you said, it generally is not done with harmful intent. But to do away with it, fine, whatever. It's all. You know what, Dan? I don't care because there's two things. Number one. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series a month ago today.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the All-Star game no longer determines home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't be any happier right now as a baseball fan. That's it. I'm good.
And Avisail Garcia
is back. Yes.
Because I know you were waiting for that, despite what you tell me.
Really, if they want to hit the trifecta, then make your league uniform and have the designated hitter in both sides, National League and American League. Or take the DH away, which would never happen. So just put it in every league. All the teams have the DH. Make uniform rules.
The 219 says, you didn't watch Disney cartoons? That explains a lot. What does that explain? Disney cartoons are awful. They're awful.
Yeah.
They're not funny, they're not interesting, and they don't have the Warner Brothers cartoon worldview, which is the correct worldview, where no matter what you do, a rock falls on your head. No matter what you do, it's that you hold up a little sign that says, yikes, and a rock falls on your head, and you die. Because that's the proper
rock? Mamola? Yes.
And that's why the Warner Brothers cartoon spoke to me, because they were always real and actually funny, where the Disney cartoons were just creepy.
Well,
and
the boys they went through a phase where they liked the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, which was cool because then it brought the hot dog song into my life. The hot dog, hot diggity, the one where Tandy used the open for John Fox.
Uh-huh.
That's a great song.
No, it's not.
And it'll sit in your head and just never go away.
No, that's
you
what
hear
that new Sting song is doing.
I never liked Sting.
I'm going to see him in March.
Yeah, Sting, Bruce Springsteen, and the dude from U2 that just does everything in front of cameras so people can see how great of a guy he is.
You won't even say his name.
No, I refuse to say his name. Those three disappear, fine.
Okay. Well, just the new Sting rock song is particularly sticky.
That can go away, too.
A well-crafted pop number.
Is that a musical term, sticky?
No.
Because you used it to describe rice earlier. Now you're using it to describe a song.
Well, it is a particular kind of sweetened Thai rice.
Right. So now you're using it for a song, though.
Right. But it's sticky in a different way, and then it sticks
to
your head.
How? Oh, I get you.
It's got a nice pop hook to it.
Yeah, I'm sure it sucks.
Why are you sure it sucks?
Because it's from Sting.
So anything he's ever done sucks?
Yep. Him?
Everything in the Police?
Bruce Springsteen and John Cougar Mellencamp. Those are the two I always confuse. Him, too.
You confuse Springsteen and John Cougar
Put those
Mellencamp.
Four on a plane?
With the Big Bopper and Richie Valens?
Yeah.
Okay.
No gas and let it go down.
Hey, Dan. Too soon.
Too soon on the Big Bopper. And... Sorry.
Wait a minute. You're going to put them on a plane that already crashed?
No. Put
What's
them on
the
a plane
point of that?
With very limited gas. Oh, this guy.
Harrison Ford piloting?
Well, he wants to go back and revise history, B-Mac.
On a golf course.
And then, you know, you could throw Harrison Ford on there.
Get on my plane.
It's fine.
No, I think I'll take the bus.
But I don't understand the vitriol. I just don't like them.
I think they're untalented hacks. All four of them. Particularly the guy from U2, who likes to wear sunglasses inside, and everything that he does for charity work has to be done in front of a TV camera. I'm not saying his name, and don't you say it either.
He knows his name.
You'll be thrown out of here quicker than Bernstein.
312
That man's name is Paul Hewson.
You're doing Herb because he won't call him Bono Vox because he hasn't earned the title yet.
Wait, what's his real name?
Paul Hewson. Bono Vox is Latin for good voice.
See what? Seriously? Oh yuck! You know what?
That is pretty lame.
Put those three guys on the plane. Put that guy Paul on the ground. Let the plane land on him.
Well, how about the guitarist? He's the Edge, and his name is like. Larry Horowitz.
That's fine.
What's his name? Like the Steve Evans or something? What's his name?
I don't know.
But at what age? At what age are you like
Steve Edgerberg?
Steve Edgerberg.
Edgy's got a hot stick.
Right. He played hockey growing up. Right.
Edger. Things are going great there. Moves him out of the line with Edger.
Wait. At what age? What now?
At what age do you declare yourself? Like, no, guys. You don't call me that anymore. You call me the Edge. Like, come on. Like, how pretentious do you have to be?
Well,
how,
maybe
they started playing when they were like 16. It's like, no, I'm going to be this guy. I'm the Edge. Okay, Edge. No. The Edge.
Maybe they gave him that nickname. You don't know that it's a self-prescribed nickname.
Well, that's how Sting got his nickname.
Deserves to be on the plane.
That's his name, Gordon Sumner now. No, because he wore something that made him look like a bumblebee, and they started joking around and calling him Sting.
All right, so he's on the plane.
Either way, he's less annoying.
John
than
Cougar Coleman. Mellencamp,
okay.
Bruce Springsteen, the Paul, whatever his name is.
Hewson.
Paul Hewson is on the plane.
Okay.
Anyone you want to add on before we crash it?
Do I want to add on?
Yeah, musicians. Singers only.
Only?
Anybody?
Like major singers that I dislike that much?
Right.
Maybe Jack Johnson.
Which one's Jack Johnson?
Where are the good people go? You just want to hit him with a yardstick over and over and over.
Was he in a group, or is that Johnson?
No, he sings, and you just want to, like, throw a battery acid at him. Okay. I can't explain why. He's probably a perfectly nice guy.
What? You have a thing with battery acid lately.
It burns things for you. Yeah,
it
burns things in a satisfying fashion. Okay. It makes a nice hissing noise, too. I don't know why Jack Johnson just rubs me the wrong way.
Okay.
But I hear him, and I'm just like, shh.
I don't know any of his music, so.
It's just kind of lame.
But we'll put him on the plane. He's on.
He can serve drinks or something.
Tanny, you got anybody you want to add to the plane?
Just let's go to break.
On the plane. Let the old... Listen to him. Mr. Buzzkill.
He's in charge. I didn't know it was that late.
I'm not all right. Contributing. Just let's go to break.
Spores and Bernstein on the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Now available in new apple spice flavor.
Superheroes or sci-fi, and that's great to know that, and that's probably all you were told. Maybe it's your kid, or it's a niece or nephew or grandkid. But that doesn't help you because you don't know what to get that kid. But now, if you just know the category, you are set. And that's because of Loot Crate. They've got you covered, offering you special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. And all you do is...